You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. The Richland Center City Council met last night. Items that were discussed included a report from Economic Development Director Jason Glassbrenner that the Development Committee is working with the congressional spending grants on street projects, which include sidewalk replacement near Hive Drive and possible infrastructure street repair on Jefferson Street. Glassbrenner also reported that Panorama Estates, Buildings 2 and 3, had a pre-construction meeting 2 weeks ago, and digging time will begin in September. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant reported that the garbage and recycling services with the former Town and Country Sanitation expires at the end of this year. The city will be soliciting proposals for garbage and recycling services. The council approved additional funding of $4,083.52 for unexpected costs to install a large generator at the municipal building. The council also authorized execution of a $34,559.73 innovation grant awarded by the Southwest Regional Planning Commission to be used for GIS services. Repairs on an overhead crane was approved. The amount should not exceed $4,000, and the money will come from the Roadway and Equipment Repair Fund. The City Council also approved renewing the city's contract with Apt Swain Law Office for legal services. Cost of services will increase from $150 per hour to $175 per hour, with an estimated annual increase cost of $10,000. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports an incident took place at the Vernon County Courthouse in the city of Viroqua on Tuesday morning. At approximately 9:45, the Vernon County Clerk's of Court office received a call indicating there was an unresponsive adult male inside an automobile in the parking lot at the county courthouse. Court staff immediately summoned the court security officer, a full-time deputy sheriff, who responded directly to the patient and notified the sheriff's office 911 dispatch center requesting additional resources. With the busy court schedule, a second court security officer, a part-time deputy sheriff, was available and retrieved medical equipment and supplies from the patrol vehicle. The first sheriff's deputy quickly recognized that the patient was displaying signs of an opioid overdose and took immediate action, according to his training. The Viroqua Police Department, Viroqua Fire Department, Viroqua Emergency Medical Responders, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance all arrived on scene to further care. The patient was transported to Vernon Health, treated, and released. A Wisconsin appeals court has ruled that private text messages and messages sent through private apps by public officials in the state can be released if they involve public business. The ruling stems from a lawsuit that accused former Natural Resources Board Chair Frederick Prenn of unlawfully withholding public records, including private text messages between him and then-Governor Scott Walker. The appeals court also ruled that the public officials can be held accountable for legal fees in cases where the court finds that the records should be released. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is issuing a public health alert for cured and smoked teriyaki beef produced by Holman Locker and Meat Market in Holman. The alert is due to the product being misbranded and containing undeclared allergens. The aforementioned product contained soy and wheat, known food allergens, which were not declared on the product's label. The product was sold at Holman Locker and Meat Market on or before August 1, 2025. DATCAP is issuing this public health alert to ensure consumers with an allergy to soy and or wheat are aware that this product should not be consumed. No illnesses have been reported as a result of consuming this product. Anyone with signs or symptoms of foodborne illness or allergic reactions should contact their doctor. Consumers who have this product can discard it. Consumers and media with questions about this public health alert can contact Lori Stettler, Holman Locker and Meat Market at 608-526-3112. Milwaukee will host another convention of Republicans. This time it's the Young Republican National Convention in August of 2027. The gathering, put together by the Young Republican National Federation, is expected to draw 1,200 attendees and generate about $1 million in economic activity for the region. Last summer, Milwaukee hosted the 2024 Republican National Convention, which brought in over $300 million of business impact. Wisconsin has been a key state in deciding the most recent presidential elections. The Culpeper and Merriweather Circus, sponsored by Southwest Partners Incorporated, returns to Richland Center's North Park Sunday and Monday. The C&M Circus has been providing quality local family entertainment for 40 years. On Sunday morning, starting at 9:30, there will be the tent raising and tour. Everyone is invited to watch the big top rise. You will also get a chance to tour the grounds and get a behind-the-scenes look at the show. Learn about life on the road and the care the animals receive. There will be two performances each day. 1 hour before each performance, the Midway opens featuring pony rides, moon bounce, giant slide, face painting, concession stand, and the box office opens up for some extra fun. The performances, held Sunday at 2:30 and 4:30 and Monday at 5 and 7:30, are 90-minute amazing shows the whole family will love. Advance ticket prices are $13 for adults and $8 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. They can be purchased at Napa Auto Parts, Richland Center Parks and Rec, Kelly's Coffee Shop, and Capital Wealth Ameriprise. A higher percentage of the advance tickets go back to the sponsor, meaning more money back into your community. You will also save money and can skip lines at the box office. Ticket prices at the box office are $16 for adults and $9 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. Come one, come all to the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus Sunday at 2:30 and 4:30 and Monday at 5 and 7:30 at North Park in Richland Center. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Pack prepares for the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out to Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The Crew beat the Braves 5-4 to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, six-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody's got four homers in the last five games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys have been an all-star or whatever. It's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tulsa King is somehow still on the air and we'll get a season 3. Half kidding. It's a good guilty pleasure if sometimes you just need to watch good, bad TV and can still stomach Sylvester Stallone. The trailer for the new season is available now. In season 3, Stallone will look much different as he ran out of steroids. It's possible. It's not all bad though. Samuel Jackson is part of the cast for the new season. Season 3 of Tulsa King drops September 21st on Paramount Plus. The practice of using loud noises to scare wolves away from cattle is not new. Practice of using an Oscar-nominated film to do so, however, is. It's called Wolf Hazing and oftentimes involves a loudspeaker that broadcasts gunshots or fireworks. According to the New York Post, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, to help protect cattle and keep predatory wolves away, is now using scenes from the film Marriage Story that involve shouting and arguing, which reminds me, I need to call my wife. What they should really do is show Rob Schneider movies, which will just put both species to sleep. There are no huge superhero or action films being released this weekend, so we can all take a deep breath. Having said that, there are a couple highly rated films geared toward family fun and horror. First up is Weapons, a film about classmates who disappear at the same time except one. The film is pulling a highly coveted 100% on Rotten Tomatoes with over 50 reviews in and stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner. And if you're thinking this Friday could get a little freaky, you'd be correct. Family comedy Freakier Friday hits theaters, bringing with it close to an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Freakier Friday stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, who reprise their roles as Tess and Anna from the original film, which was 22 years ago. That's a long time, so that script better be great. If neither of those titles grab you, there are still several blockbusters in the theater, including The Naked Gun, The Bad Guys 2, F1, and Superman. Let's go to the movies. Sharon Stone was part of one of the most controversial scenes in movie history. She recently sat down with Business Insider and addressed the famous no underwear scene from the film Basic Instinct. Stone says that she could have put the kibosh on the scene from a legal standpoint, but didn't want to disappoint director Paul Verhoeven. She has mixed feelings about it looking back, more or less sounding like she would not do it again. As always, Stone was blatantly honest on the situation, saying at the end of the day, the scene made the movie better, made her an icon, and she would work with the director again. She also mentioned in the interview that Michael Douglas was hesitant to work with her, something Douglas's reps completely deny. I'm not sure if Stone not wearing underpants in that famous scene helped the film or not. Frankly, anything would have. It was not a good film. Douglas's bare butt also appeared with no underpants, and nobody ever talked about that. For good reason. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny and 86. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 69. Slight chance of a storm Friday, otherwise sunny, warm, and humid. Highs in the low 90s, and the heat index will push into the upper 90s.
Currently, 72 degrees.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.